¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Well, I think we're rolling anyway. What's crap?
Fuck's sake,
sorry,
Michael!
I wanted to do it too. I don't know what it means.
Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, the bonus weekend podcast featuring Sir Michael de Bartlett.
Afternoon.
We're only plugging one gig on this, and it's the 12th of December. In the fucking Riverside Motherfuckers Theatre in Coleraine.
That's where I did my first ever gig, by the way. So, but good to be home.
Well, my experience of that was I went to like a football camp one time when I was younger, and it was over the 12th.
And would be
I got assaulted in the asshole. No, I didn't. There was just like riots going down on the street, and they were like burning shit. But I was probably only about 11, and I was shit scared staying in the halls. In the halls at Coleraine.
Fuck it, you'd be shit scared standing there as a grown man.
Yeah, it was brutal, and I was wild scared, and you couldn't just text your mammy, you know, you had to just sit there all night.
The phone after six.
Cold, you know, no wonder we've all fucking shivering. Mental illnesses.
But, PTSD! PTSD, player!
It's actually not a disorder anymore, Michael. It's just post-traumatic stress.
Oh, really? So, there's no disorder?
Yeah, it's not. The thing is,
I still call it shell shock. It's more.
Trench foot. It's
a... He's got the war timbrels, that fella.
The war wobbles.
Yes. He hasn't been right since the Blitz.
He's got the bomb wiggles. And
he's got the cha-cha slide.
Here, how 32 am I?
How to print labels in Word. That's pretty... Change 30. I'm still only 31, so I don't really know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What was it like in your time, Grandpa?
Chicky count.
Yeah, chicky wee bafty. Strangle you.
Have you been on a podcast with me since I've sorted out the wine and the thing?
There's wine. I'm not drinking it. Like. Podcast with Paul and Jettis.
Right about moving. You get yourself and your soul. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather, soul. Paul and Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
There you go. Like, no, listen. I got a wee device here that the red thing plugs into, that so that when it's not, like normally it would be gone.
Really? And that's I never even noticed that. Do you want me to do it just for old time check?
You've probably got tinnitus.
Probably just thought it was my own lungs. Smoking bange.
Smoking bange every day. So here, how the fuck's Primark still open? Is that the front of the building there that's absolutely ravaged?
I have no idea what... That doesn't look like the same building, sure it's not.
That's the side of it, like, but I think they'd extended it out the back and then the front went on fire and now they're like, come on in.
It's insane just how many people queue. I was in town the other night and there was a big fucking giant ice slide outside the artist formerly known as Primark, and it took all my strength not to go, can I have a go on that?
Ice slide?
Like a big fucking, just a big slide. Like it's like a slope thing, but you get on a wee...
That looks like good.
Inflatable ring or something, Colin, you know?
An old donut. That'd be a good crack.
I would be.
You do miss a Primark, although we just talked previously to this, that Peacocks might be is the new spot. I did a gig the other night and the guy was wearing the exact same shirt as me. And I went, where'd you get that, bro? And he was like, he knew fine rightly it was Peacocks.
Aye.
But he's like, oh no, my girlfriend bought it. It was a fucking Peacocks, wasn't it? And he's like, I think it was Peacocks. And I was like, fucking trampy cunt. And I was like, I'm wearing a two, smell a sweatshop off that. Be fucking.
But Peacocks isn't as sweatshoppy as Primark, is it?
I don't know. They're all much of a muchness.
I mind the time, Colin, I got a top out of Primark and a top out of H&M, and they both have the same labels on them, which makes me think H&M were just charging more for Primark products. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sure.
Fucking global kebab. A global kebab of bastards. That's what it is.
You fucking kebab a cunt.
Fucking oh, a mouse.
So
I do props now.
I can't believe people are fucking queuing. Although, is it one of those things where people are like,
just want to nosy around the damage more than anything?
For the crack, let's go on in here. Why does it smell like Twiglets?
I wonder if we set fire to the fucking thing again. Yeah, I'm guaranteeing most people there. No, it's not most people. A lot of people, though, will be just like, wonder what it looks like.
Yeah, probably.
Like they're going through the wreckage of the Titanic.
Is there any jammies with a bit of smoke damage that they're giving away for nothing?
Oh, I might make toast.
I remember.
I was trying to. What happened there was I was trying to think of a famous fire, and then make some sort of joke about it, and I couldn't. So instead, I just went toast. That's what happened there. I haven't slept very well the last couple of nights.
Maureen was in Primark one time, and I was with her, and she was buying some bits, and she got a bunch of things, and she bought some, you know, underwear. And then she all of a sudden just went, "We're leaving." And I went, "What?" And she was like, "There was some sort of blemish on the inside of those pants." And I went, "Well, don't buy them in Primark then, you trendy bitch."
I remember when I used to work in Dunn's, there was a girl, her job was like...
Mickey used to blemish all the pants.
But there was genuinely a girl who was like, at the end of the night when you're tidying up the shop, somebody had like, I don't know if it was bikini bottoms or pants or whatever, but they were in the changing room and she was like, I have to fucking... She was hanging them back up, and I was like, well, somebody's clearly tried them on.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's grand, there's a wee hygiene strip to stop any sort of nastiness. And I was like, so there's a sticky thing? And I went, it's going to be full of pubes.
Oh, fuck.
And she goes, no, it's not. Don't be fucking, oh, Jesus Christ, it's like a fucking spider in there.
I mean.
Would you ever try pants on a fucking.
Not on my bare skin.
Yeah.
I would fucking, if I absolutely had.
Your bare bum though.
No, like, I feel like you only really have to try on boxers once. Because, like, yeah. How much are you changing?
Well, throughout the course of the day, it depends on how
you... cock and arse size your whole life. 2XL.
I'm kind of hoping my cock's still growing, to be honest with you, because like that's all I have. I'm going to be raging.
It's not like your ears or your nose. Your cock still grows.
My cock is quite like my nose, in the fact that it smells.
Snattery all the time. I have to blow it about 4 times a day.
Oh my. Never done wiping it.
I remember, I probably told you this before, there was a girl I used to... work with, or no, who was that? I went to school with her actually, and she worked in she worked in a clothes shop, and she said she was in the changing rooms one day and someone had taken a Clinton Cards bag that you would, you know, like buy to put a bottle of wine in.
Aye.
A gift bag, and had pished in it, and it was the fucking like foot tall just cube of piss, and she's like, I don't even know how to lift this because it'd been in it and it was warm, and she was like, if I touch it it's gonna go everywhere, like. Which is a fucking nightmare.
When I worked in Dunn, somebody took a shit in the change room. And it was the only change room that somebody ripped the curtain off weeks before. So somebody took a shit in broad daylight and nobody saw them do it. Oh, and I've never been more impressed in my life.
Maybe it's like one of those videos you see online where somebody just like...
shits out their trousers. Like,
you know, like they're looking around for CCTV and they're like, okay. And they just... doink. Just fucking...
Have you seen that one where your woman throws a shit at the guy in the coffee shop? Amazing. Full chimp mode.
You must have went, can I use your toilet? That's so America though. I haven't been there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, like, can I use your bathroom? And they're like, it's for customers only. And you go, I'm going to throw my feces immediately. For fuck's sake. Splat.
Oh, I can't wait to go back.
Where are you going to America again? Oh, are you going to York? Aren't you? That's going to be good crack now. We've talked for 8 minutes. We're going to talk about the faggot thing.
Yes, pride. Sorry.
I laughed and burped at the same time.
I lurp.
Because apparently, are they taking it out completely?
I don't know.
Do you know what the thing is? When they asked like Shane
McGowan
Todd about it, he was like, Shane McGowan. He was like,
I didn't even fucking know that was in it.
Who are you? He's English. That's the worst bit.
Is he?
Yep.
Is he?
Yep.
Fuck, he sings in an Irish accent.
Oh, he does. I mean, he seems like, you know, like a
is he English?
Similar to like a white rapper who tries too hard, and he's like, yeah, bro, I'm on heroin and lean. He's like, I'm Irish now, even though he's from.
And I full blown didn't know that.
No, I see.
Do you know what I think it is? I've never heard him talk because every time I see him on TV, I go, I can't even fucking look at that cunt.
Now, of course, the internet's slow. Now, see, this is I'm convinced that the weather affects the internet.
I agree with you.
Do you know what I mean? You're like, is it raining? Oh, the internet's fucking shit, man.
Especially culty internet.
Culty. And normally, ours either goes from like absolutely flying to shit. That's it now. Just like the fastest internet I've ever used and then complete shit. But yeah, no, I'm from my name's Shane McGowan.
Fuck.
I'm English, mate.
I thought he was from Cork.
Worst teeth of all time, probably.
Oh my God. Well, he only has two.
Yeah. Just like we fucking half suck Tic Tacs. And he shoves them in his gums.
He will kiss my teeth. Just come by, yeah, maga.
But that's the thing. Like, he actually said, like, well, take it out if you want. He just was like, I don't want any arguments. Take it out if you want to take it out. But the bit is written in character.
Yeah.
So he's like, this woman isn't a nice woman. That's what she would have said. And also, they were trying to say like it was old sort of Irish slang for a lazy person.
No, it could have been.
Which I've heard before. I've heard like on Joe Rogan, he was talking about the word faggot, and people would talk about like they would call someone who was like, what was the fucking story again? It was someone who was like a burden, like a burden on your fucking thing, like a.
See, I remember because someone told me once that the originally a faggot was something you threw on a fire.
Well,
like a bundle of sticks or something, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know whether that was just that bit in Louis or what the fuck it was, but like you can get like a faggot of herbs, and it's like a wee bunch of herbs,
aye,
tied up,
sage,
thyme,
cumin,
cumin on your back. there was that, and then there's like pork faggots, which are like a fucking
big bald lads with muscles.
If I was getting me a pork faggot. But I think it's, and you know, it is a bit gross, I think, too, where people, it's like, you're scumbag, you're maggot, you're cheap, and then, you know, people in fucking Witherspoons, fuck it! That's a bit gross, like, but, I think if they're playing it on the radio, I don't think they need to beep it. Do you know what I mean? I think people should fucking,
it depends.
Unless people are just like, do you know what? It's just a fucking word, isn't it?
Aye.
We'll scream it all over the place. But people do just take things at face value sometimes and just fucking, you know, shout all over it.
It's one of those, when I heard, I was like, it's not that big a fucking deal to do, bleep it out in the radio.
I don't give a fuck. I mean,
when people are going, ban the song, you're like, fucking chill out. It is the best Christmas song of all time.
Yeah.
But.
And if you, here's the thing, it's one of those things, if it was anything else, like, any other form of art. If it was in a movie, no one's going to ban a movie and be like, oh, they said faggot in that movie. It's like it's a fucking piece of art. Aye. Technically, it's a song.
But I think, I suppose, like the fact that if it's being played fucking pre-Watershed and shit like that on radios, there's different, do you know what I mean? It's one of those ones where you go, I remember it being on, it was like EastEnders or something, and it was on in the background of the Queen Vic, and hearing it, and even thinking then, like, fuck, is that, did they kept the faggot bit in?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. And then thinking years later after I've like worked in TV, but that's like somebody's fucking planned ahead.
Yeah.
Like somebody snuck that in. But I thought, was it not bleeped out already?
Yeah, people have been bleeping it out for a while. Like,
it's one of those things I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. Because when that's like, I don't know, I'm starting to sound like my dad at the minute where I'm going, there's so much shit people are giving off about. Like, Friends should fucking not be on Netflix anymore because it's transphobic, or don't say kill two birds with one stone because it offends vegans. And while that's happening, a fucking Tory MP is going, starve the Irish fucking because of Brexit, or the fucking French are blowing the fuck out of each other, whatever the fuck's happening over there, and we're all Ross is transphobic, you know, because he wouldn't wear
Yemen,
a pink shirt.
Grape cracked at the minute.
And Chandler near winter Yemen
people, they just get the fucking their necks in a twist, like,
without a doubt.
It's if someone was that offended about something, and it's usually on the behalf of someone else, you're like, you're just not smart.
Well, it's
you haven't thought it through properly. You know what I mean? You're getting mad at a song. Fair enough if you've someone was screaming faggot while they're kicking your fucking head in because they didn't like gay people, which, by the way, probably deep down they would absolutely have 12 cocks in their mouth, but because that's always the way it is.
Yeah. I fucking hate you, you frick. My daddy didn't hug me proper. I love you.
Yeah.
That's why I love gay people, because I love pussy.
I fucking eat up all the cocks you want.
Giving someone an oral stimulation, there's nothing wrong with it. Even read a book. They loved one. I don't know about the city, but what did Kevin Hart tweet? Did you read any of the tweets yet?
Nah. Was it ages ago? That's
it was
another,
like 10 years ago.
That's
yeah.
another thing drives me nuts. Like, you know, like, say I kept podcasting for long enough and kept doing gigs and got some sort of lucky break and was like a household name in the UK.
Aye.
They wouldn't have segments on the news to be like, Collins.
I reckon I can safely say, Collins, that will never happen based on anything we've done together.
But like, you know, why have you to be clean? Why, if that's the case, why why is it just because he's a famous comedian? Why is it like, why don't you start a job and someone goes through all your fucking Twitter and goes through all your shit? Or you
well,
know
that is going on. That's happening. Like
they've been at a, I know, but that's, do you know what? I'd rather be homeless and be able to say whatever the fuck I want. You faggots. That's,
and if a nigger wants to say faggot. That was in context. I did a funny voice. It was not racist or homophobic.
That was the other one I read in the tab where it was like, oh yeah, hey straight friends, stop screaming the F word in Fairy Tale of New York. It's like saying the M word. And then I tried to do a shitty bit of material. It was like, it's not, because if you put the M word in fucking Fairy Tale of New York, you get your head kicked in.
Yeah. Plus, he's as Bert Kreischer did say in his special, you can sing the N word if it's in the song.
Yeah. Yeah, possibly. Like, but have you seen the clip of Kendrick Lamar where the wee white girl gets on the stage and is like, and the guy's like, whoa, 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 stop. And you're like, you got her on stage and told her to sing your song.
Aye.
And then she did sing it because she knew every fucking word. And you're like, bro, you have to self-edit the M word. You fucking midget.
Fucking hell.
What was it? Kevin Hart tweets.
Do you know what gets me about this though, right? Is it, and again, sounds borderline conspiracy theorist, it's like, what the fuck is Donald Trump doing this week that this has come out? But it's like, remember last year at the Oscars, there aren't enough black people involved in the Oscars, we don't have enough, and they get a black guy, and then 3 seconds later,
a bunch of
people are like, he can't do it because 10 years ago, before anyone knew who he was, he tweeted something.
So what?
Do they, it's
so
really,
what if you fucking did? Why have you got, why do you all of a sudden have responsibility because you're more famous?
Aye.
That fucking drive. That's insane.
And the thing is, he has apologized for it, but apparently I watched a video on his Instagram where he was like, I've already talked about these tweets. Yeah. Like, I've already addressed it. It's already been fucking covered. I'm just walking out of the office.
Suck my dick.
Yeah. Although saying that, I don't know what he tweeted. I haven't seen
it. Yeah, this is probably going to pop up.
Another thing, I couldn't
fucking. Motherfucking chicks.
Yeah. But that was another thing. You couldn't find the tweets anywhere for ages. So you're almost going like, people are
someone's held on to it, like the moment will come.
Yeah, but even like, I think he went back and started deleting them or whatever, but you're sort of going, every article I was reading about it, the tweets weren't in it, and you're going, so now you're trying to get people annoyed about fuck all, really?
Fuck all.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just fucking, it's people just do that thing where they're like, you're not really angry about the other person. You just want to show how fucking, like, you know, socially aware you are.
But it just feels like there's no,
because you get nothing out of it other than to sit there with a wee fucking shitty grin. Like,
and there's no,
look at me ruining careers because I'm a fucking saint.
But I always just think, like, what's the long-term goal for all that shit?
Don't know. Is someone going to walk up and be like, you're such a moral person. Here's £10 million.
Yeah, you can be in charge now.
So everyone's just going, what are you doing as an adult going through Kevin Hart's tweets from 10 years ago?
And but the fucking speed that they went through them, like it was within a day.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, there's definitely fucking cunts that are just going through Twitter. Like, he's bound to have done something. Do you remember that guy that got kicked off Guardians of the Galaxy? The director of that?
Yeah, because he made, I mean, yeah.
And it was like he retweeted something or something. It wasn't even.
No. No, he definitely did make some sort of jokes. And it was all like, Jesus, they're all like pedophile type kid fucker jokes.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know, once is fine, but you feel like when they can pull up 12 and you're like, saying that, what effect does it have on him making movies?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's all, as far as it should go, is you decide whether you fucking think the person's dead on or not.
Yeah.
You know, you might just go, well, fuck that guy, I'll not watch any more movies, if you really want to take it that far.
Yeah.
But like, how many cunts are rocking around, you know, rolling around listening to like Michael Jackson still? Or, you know what I mean? Like, they're talented enough where I can sort of brush their problems under the carpet.
Yeah.
You watch Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm not going,
I was listening to fucking,
still said something about a pedophile.
I was listening to fucking Radio 4 yesterday, don't ask me why. And, there's some celebrity chef is on it. Like,
gotta get that wank in somewhere.
Yeah. But no, the like Desert Island Discs. They get people on them. That's like their favorite songs, whatever. And one guy was like, it's Michael Jackson. I remember the first time I saw Michael Jackson in Cardiff with my brother. It was a fantastic show. I absolutely loved him. And I feel kind of strange bringing Michael Jackson into this because obviously of all the negative connotations with the things surrounding his life. But I have to admit, I love this song. And it was Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. And you're like, fucking. Like,
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Gonna fuck your butt. Gonna chase in your butt. He's also got one called Pretty Young Thing, which Maury never stops playing at fucking parties.
He's got one called Blood on the Dance Floors, I believe. It's got something to do with...
Fingering someone at Energy 106 one day.
Yes.
Denial Day.
Zodiac's nightclub lurking.
I told you about the dude. We went to that Energy 106 thing one time. And this guy I went to school with, just fucking... He drank about 12 tins of Red Bull and literally went with about 36 girls and then just ralphed up saliva. Don't stop till you get enough. Just off his tits. Even go me. It's funny. It's have so that would be torture as a as an older person. You know, like you're at an age where like you fuck me, you went like you know, so many girls that holds currency.
Aye,
people, your mates now would be like,
"Fuck you, dude."
Would you have read maybe by the second one? Yeah. How much kissing do you need to be doing around here?
Aye,
do you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I mean, I kissed so many girls. My two nuts are like two grapefruits right now.
Who was it said to you? I got so many numbers. Or was that a bit you used to do?
I think I heard two guys. I was ordering drinks and I just heard two guys talking shit beside me. The guy was like, oh, so many numbers or something. I was like, oh, bro. I did a bit about that actually, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to fucking stick your dick between the numbers later. I don't know what I was talking about. But it was also the same guy who was like, no, I didn't like her or whatever. She had muffin tops or something. I was like, you fucking.
Oh, you.
Here, we're bringing back the word faggot.
that's what it should be.
It's for you.
Yeah.
That's how they should rebrand that. Some dude's like, oh, I don't know, like...
Do you know what the worst thing is?
Like, Begley, no hair in the muffs at all.
Faggot. she was on her period, so I didn't book her. Faggot.
That's fucking brilliant. Oh, faggot. Muffin tops.
I love a muffin top. I have a wild dose now. Hold on. No, I'm thinking muffin baskets. Sorry.
No, blueberry muffins. Aye, is what I'm thinking. English muffins with water.
No, pizza. That's what I
mean. The other night when you went, oh, I'm stuffed from that Italian. No, really. You went pizza.
Hashtag dad jokes.
Oh, it's fucking brilliant. Domino's. what the fuck? That comedian's Christmas day was nuts, like.
That was fucking insane.
It was like, I think we just ruined it for ourselves by being too drunk.
See, as soon as I got off stage in that first half, it was like, right, what? Because there was a point where Begley was all, will you take a Jager bomb? Obviously, he was like, I knew you would, that's why I bought you one. Handed me a Jager bomb, I went to buy him one, and then Thornty rocked up, so we ended up doing, it was like two or three in a row. And then, it was just like, go to the bar, buy six beers, leave it on the table, and...
It was like a free-for-all, yeah. It was a fucking disaster.
And it was.
See those, like star prom and like those Czech beers and shit. It's not like having a few tins of Harp with the boys. Like you fucking two of them and you're like where's my wallet?
I laughed at the, because obviously that's the earliest we've done the Christmas do, and I was laughing my head off like when we were all singing Fairy Tale New York and the camera pans around the whole crowd and they're just like that. Like fucking seven comedians held them hostage.
Like, yeah, but it's funny because like in my head at the time everyone was like, let's go, like singing their fucking heads off and all, and you're like, nah, they were just like traumatized. Although I think people did enjoy that. I mean, the annoying bit was
me taking my top off all the time.
No, that was very, very, very.
I don't even know why I was doing that.
Someone overheard a girl the toilet saying that they fancy Mickey Bartlett. And Kieran said that on stage, and then you just appeared like a wee fucking suckling pig with your top off.
I am not a piece of meat.
I'll put a photo up on the Instagram. I've got the good photos on my phone. I still haven't done it yet.
There's loads of... Somebody fucking messaged my girlfriend just being like, what the fuck has happened? And it's me trying to get William Thompson's shirt off.
I know. You probably owe him a shirt. He was raging.
He doesn't want it. He got a free vest out of it. In fact, he told me to do it. I wouldn't even let on. I was going to rip it. And he was like, do it. And then it did.
Oh, for fuck's sake. But then, we were just steaming. Then we had a little private room. And we went downstairs. And then fucking Carrie's Dave there just kept buying fucking...
I bugged everywhere and everything. I was sick.
That's right. I walked out the back. I said, where's Mick? And you just had a backpack on for some reason. And just like, excuse me. And walked up the alleyway. And just like,
came back down.
Right. Any figs? right in the middle of it. That's me fucking round two. Ding, ding.
Fucking hell.
And then he just kept buying trays of cocktails, which he's famed for. He'll get blocked and just be like,
He's two different people when he's drunk.
The bottle, sir. And they just kept making these cocktails. And I was fucking, you know, literally like trying to clear space on the table. Just glugging them. Like, bang, bang, bang. I do not remember going home.
Neither,
I remember being at Maureen's sister's house eating fucking sandwiches, but I don't remember getting there at all.
I remember waking up. I woke up in Kerry and Dave's house thinking I was in my own house for about an hour. Shit the bed though.
I'll clean out my mommy.
I don't check the numbers.
May not be need kids.
I shit my pants, mommy.
It's okay, it's solid after that. Just dropping
it was a fucking big night.
Dropping a sewer pickle in the fucking...
In fact, I got home at about 4 o'clock and I was still pissed.
That day?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, I was fucking wrecked. Like, we went outside and I handed the keys in the morning. She goes, you want me to drive? And I went, yes. Of course. I know, Riley, you weren't drinking the way I was fucking drinking. Absolutely smashed.
Everybody was bollocks. Even the fact that Shane said he doesn't remember doing a set. And Shane's not a mad drinker. I was proud of that one.
Well, he's getting into it, like, the older he gets. I mean, he should drink more because he was funny as fuck.
He was.
Sorry to tell you, Shane. You need to go on stage paralytic from now on.
Enough of that fancy, nice skin stuff you have.
I know, you and your fucking
Yourself a couple of years in your back now.
Your clear speech and your good enunciation.
Yeah, and your full head of hair and your nice teeth.
What was
your
talking about?
Abs. You
absolutely.
Fucking hate you, dog.
He went on stage. Or no, he was talking on something about the time he did a gig, because I remember it too, or I've seen him do it, where he would just take a little bit of hair product out on his finger in the car
and then
go to the gig and then go to the toilets with this like little lump of fucking like wax or something on his finger.
It's so weird.
Yeah, Shane, hope you're listening to this. Well, he probably is. He ingests all material put out in Northern Ireland. You're a weird cunt.
It impresses me that he can do that.
Yeah, I don't know how he can be fucked. Like,
I can't listen to anything.
He is a weirdy creature. Do you remember in Raffling? Like, everyone was absolutely dying.
Sure, I
was
were
you not? That's how drunk I was.
I was allowed in the WhatsApp group.
No, it wasn't.
It was. No, well, I was away gigging probably. Probably somewhere international. I'm a global superstar. Live with my mommy.
Mr. Worldwide. But
Warm danger.
It's gassy stuff.
That is gassy stuff at Coke.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So everyone's fucking blocked. I can't believe you weren't there. You went to one of them, did you not?
I was at Rathen with Shane years ago. Me and Shane and Tom Flight went over.
I'd say we'll have to go again just for the
crowd. Without a doubt, I'd love to do that.
I mean, there's really nothing to it other than drinking.
We should go for my 32th.
And try not to get gang raped by a local.
By our local?
Yeah, by gang raped by one dude. Stay there, I'll get the a-hole. That's not how they talk at all.
Like. Hey, boy, how's it going?
Oh, it's cracky. And it's funny because I was talking to a couple of them lads and they were like, hey, well, I was over at uni in Liverpool there, and then I went to Australia for a year and all, and I'm glad to be back. And you're like, what?
Puffins?
I gotta come back here to this one pub in one street. But
I love nothing more than wind blown in three different directions at one time.
My fucking arsehole sounds like a pan pie.
But it's mine does after Wednesday too.
We got fucking, we got smashed, and Shane just got up, and he was blocked too, but he just got up in the morning like, oh no, I'm going, do you know how to make an omelet? I'm gonna make an omelet. And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I just have my breakfast at like 9. And I'm like, don't, you know,
get back in the bed.
We're all fucking dying. Kieran might be dead. He sleeps like the Undertaker with a fucking blanket up over his face, completely on his back. You know what I mean? I've seen Dave's cock too many, like 20 times already. He fucking stumbled out and actually forgot. Because it's funny because there can be other people in the hostel, but you forget, or you might not see them.
Aye.
You know, whatever time they come in, you know. So I come in and I was like, oh fuck, I can't remember which one of these is the bog. And then I was like, oh fuck, I'm stumbling about, and Dave just opens the door like that, and you can just see his face, and he just smiled, and then he just opened it further, and you've seen his fucking clay dick. Grey clay dick. His dick looks like a putty from the fucking, what do you call them, from Power Rangers? If you could see one of their dicks. Grey. Why is my nose leaking like fuck? It's all like cocaine, sir. But yeah, it was a fucking...
Dave's dick's like halfway through Ghost.
His dick just looks like it needs dusted. Fucking hell. But yeah, what's the date of your birthday?
10th of March.
10th of March.
So it'll be sort of nicer, going to the nice weather, kind of maybe?
Yeah, that'd be good crack. We should definitely do that.
Sounds like a plan.
I mean, it's fucking terrible. It's like, you go and all that's going to happen is there's going to be some sort of lock-in because there's no place, and you're going to be Dying the next day. And then you have to get a fucking boat home.
That happened to us. The time me and Shane and Tom went over, we ended up getting the slow boat. We didn't, like, there's two fucking ferries.
The cover group?
Drive the boat.
Fucking get in, we're leaving. Jesus Christ. Fucking hang leaving.
All aboard.
It's set sail, chap.
Toot toot.
I'm the king of the world. You wouldn't draw me like one of your French bites, would you? Anyway, but there's like a fast one and a slow one.
I want one you can get a car on, that's right.
I'm still thinking about, like, this is my boy. This is my boyfriend, Kenny. I need to go. Sorry, fast one or slow. I was real dark. So anyway,
that was a real life experience.
Yeah, went too far. But the slow one was like, it was so fucking choppy. And I remember looking, someone said, if you look out the window and keep your eyes on the horizon, it stops you poking. And there was waves higher than the boat. And me and Shane and Tom were just fucking... And then there's wee locals like eating bowls of fucking hot soup off their kids' heads. Like,
see, the day we went over with the comedy boys, and then I thought it'd be a good idea to go over, like, me and Maureen and then, like, all her ones in Begley and all.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely day.
Aye.
On the slow boat. Got the slow boat fucking roof open. We're drinking Prosecco on the boat and all that shit.
Oh, class. You should leave it to the summertime then.
Definitely do it. Like, I mean, it's bright, but it would still fucking scalp you.
Nah.
Or is your man from Omo? There's fucking skin rats in here. What? You mad Omo bastard?
Kyle, right now.
Skin rats.
Oh.
So tell us about your nightmare last night, Mike.
Wasn't that bad in the end. Just hired a car and the battery died.
Because you did a fucking, like, a story or something, and you was like, I'm gonna fucking...
I was fuming. I was fucking fuming at the time.
Oh, we did a homophobic joke, just to call back to the...
No, Kevin Hart.
The Kevin Hart bit. TMZ, they'll have the scoop.
Oh, I always do.
I saw some TMZ boys in LA.
Did you?
Yeah, shirts on, that was weird.
Too much is information. Is that what it stands for?
No, what the fuck does it stand for? It's like it's like 3 mile zone or something it means. Does it not? Now, why is that so...
I was still pronouncing TMZ.
Who's walking up ahead?
It's a fucking ghost.
You bastard, yeah. They look much... Those blinds we got in the door look much better on the inside.
They're good on the outside too. It's just hard to tell if anybody's home.
That's the idea.
It's me.
Keep all these fucking bastards out here. Let me show you this clip. Who's that, Maureen? Just creeping about. Creepy bastard.
You can't hurt.
Sorry. You're supposed to dip your hand in the water before you make your hand wet, pretty much.
This video is called Son's Reaction to Cow Milking. I played this in the last podcast, but you'll appreciate it.
Dip it in there,
make
London.
Make your hand wet. Your hand is...
Did you dip
wet.
It, London?
No.
Dip your hand
Just
in the
keep
water.
Moving.
Did he dip his hand?
Yeah, right here.
No.
Yeah, right here. Just like that.
Are you scared?
Why is it Auntie Shantae's coming?
The smell.
It's a penis. Disgusting.
That's fucking brilliant.
Do you reckon he's a heterosexual child?
That's a penis.
No, Mr. Jackson.
Disgusting.
I just love how the names that you hear, and like, no way, London. His name's like London, and then they're like, Auntie Shante. That's your Auntie Shante. I'm trying to find... How would I find the video with the Scottish kid?
I retweeted it. If you can get on the Twitter.
Shitting. Christmas Eve, bitch. In my ring piece. Disgusting! I mean, I feel like it wouldn't be a normal podcast if I didn't play this clip. It's Christmas Eve, you bitch. I must show you a video that someone sent last week via electric mail.
Is it porn again, Colin? It's going to be porn again, isn't it?
Yeah, but I thought I would save it
fantastic
for you.
Do you know, there's a couple of fellas stopped me in a shop recently and were like, do you know what? He does only play porn whenever you're on it.
Well, of course, because it'd be fucking weird. Well, I played a lot. I played it by myself the other day when there was no one here.
God love you.
But, you know, I wouldn't say it was sexy porn.
I think it's maybe just... I don't watch it for that length of time when I'm on my own, you know?
A couple of seconds.
Nah, that's all you need, yeah.
Yeah, of course you do. You don't go on an old fucking 3-hour marathon.
Very rarely.
Really? You just phone up to your eye?
Yeah, just blast one out and then go to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want to treat yourself?
I just love busting nuts.
You're more of a quantity guy?
Yeah, just fucking... I just want to empty my belly.
That's shitting, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mummy!
Sorry, Wi-Fi down!
Gentlemen, happy?
Have a wink.
Hard Step Down as host of the Oscars after several homophobic tweets. What a bitch. Do you know what I mean? Audio was interesting. This
there's no fucking... Where are the tweets? I just want to know what he said.
I mean, this is so fucking... I mean, what's probably a bigger issue is the black community in America, very homophobic. Do you know what I mean? Generally speaking.
Well, I think the way they kind of...
There's a lot of fucking...
Because I've heard...
Look at the sun coming in that window. It's lovely. Making our podcast. Ooh.
Jesus, look at that.
I might just leave that just for a bit of ambiance. The fucking ambiance.
Who the fuck did I hear talking about this years ago when it was... It might have even been Dave Chappelle. He does a bit on the special, doesn't he, about like trans issues and getting in trouble for making trans jokes. But sort of going, but I'm a fucking black guy in America, so...
I can say whatever I want. Is that what it
means? So, like, not necessarily that, but when he's like, he has that line where he says, I can't help feeling that people are only obsessed about it because white men want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, so there is a sort of certain element of like the black community were able to say whatever they wanted at a certain point in time because it was like everyone was going, well,
reparations.
The cops are shooting you.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
And now, like, yeah, he's not liking the fact that white people, again, are, like, dictating what you can and can't say.
Yeah.
These uppity fucking...
God damn, cracker ass cracker.
Well, if anyone's thought deeper into it than me and you have, it's probably going to be Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
You know? I was talking to Maureen earlier. It's an interesting thing to bring up. And I said, oh, the Comedy Store was sharing, like, a picture of Patrice O'Neill saying, oh, it's... one of the greatest ever, and it's his birthday and whatever.
Yeah.
And she goes, what makes him the best though? Because like a lot of people say that he's the best, and a lot of people, you know, there's certain comedians who are like, oh, he might be the best comedian ever.
Yeah.
Chappelle might be the best comedian ever. Richard, you know, she was like, what makes a person like one of the best ones ever? And I was like, that's a great question. And then couldn't really answer it for a long time.
I think for it's...
I was trying to say with him, I was like, it's like when you watch a boxing match and you go, oh, just two guys hitting each other. But if you're really in the box and you're like, Floyd Mayweather is pure silk.
Aye.
It's that sort of thing. You're like, I think it's the effortlessness of the way he does it.
Yeah.
And if he does a joke about something, everyone else can scrap their fucking material about that.
And I think with Patrice especially, like he could say fucking anything he wanted. And even if you disagreed with him completely, once he told you what he was saying, you'd be like, oh, he's right.
Yeah, that's I said that to Maureen too. It's like he could literally be like, here's why you should punch newborn children in the face. And if you listen, if you heard it out, you'd be like, well, he's fucking, that's pretty flawless, that argument. Give me that baby.
I'm going to do one right now. Have you ever seen the deleted scene from Elephant in the Room where there's a woman like not laughing? He does this thing about like Do you think your boyfriend wants to look at your fucking face every day? Like, and he picks this one girl in the crowd that isn't laughing. And it's like, that fucking face.
Yeah.
And she's like, just sitting there. And she's like, well, you haven't made me laugh tonight. And everyone goes, ooh. And he's like, that's what I knew she was going to say. And he just goes, the fact that laughter is contagious should bring something. It's not my job to pull your fucking misery.
Yeah, that's
he's
so true.
He's fucking phenomenal. Like,
there has to be a certain like give and take with a stand up audience. Do you know what I mean? Like that's why it seems like say you went to see me in the limelight and everyone's bought a ticket to come see me and you're able to do stand up and everyone's laughing their head off.
Yeah.
And then you go into like a random comic club and maybe you're not doing so well a couple of gigs or whatever. It's like fucking they've turned up to be like, we like this guy. We're expecting to laugh. We're already up for the laugh. Whereas if you see someone who might be a fucking brilliant comedian but they're in a goddamn open mic for trying new material, yeah, people are going to be like, well, no, no, I'm really going to have to be made to laugh here because this is what this is all about.
Well, I was talking about it last night with the guy that, because December time is whenever like comedy clubs in England especially have staff parties going to them.
Oh yeah.
And one of the guys was telling me he,
worst idea of all time.
Yeah, though. There was like 40 builders turned up, coked off their nuts, just fucking talking over the comedians, heckling the, like just heckling horrible shit. And then having the fucking balls to be like, well, you didn't make me laugh. You're like, why'd you come to it?
Yeah, it's...
Because it is theatre. It's, you know...
Yeah, there's... It's, yeah, you're watching a performance.
Yeah.
Like, it's not interactive. It can be, but it has to be on the comedian's terms.
Yeah, the comedian has to start it.
Yeah, and he's not starting it for the crack. He's starting it because...
Something he wrote 6 months ago. Might, he's going to throw one to some random his face.
It's fucking... Yeah, it's weird. Like, if you go in with like a shitty attitude, it's just gonna be like, it's never gonna work.
Like, yeah, you have to, like, you see it all the time. People turning up, either expecting to see something that hasn't happened, or just full blown not wanting to be there. And you're like, there's nothing keeping you here. Leave.
I've said it numerous times in this podcast. I have been at the Fringe and had tickets and stuff like that, and like, had a couple too many drinks and not went to the fucking show that I bought tickets for fucking 20 quid because it was like, there's no fucking way I'm gonna be able to sit here for an hour and not move,
not need a piss
when I'm this drunk, like.
Yeah,
so I just,
it's grand, like, people turn up pissed when they want to see it. It's alright, sometimes it helps.
Oh yeah, half lubed up is a good state to be in. Like,
I told you about the guy that heckled during the Fringe this year. I was doing things like a bit about having broke up with
your
my
phone
ex.
On flight book
should be, yeah. Yeah, it is. I was doing a thing about breaking up my ex, and he like shouted my ex's name out, like, her name's fucking Ben, and I was like,
why'd
you do it? Do you know what I mean? It was just a real fucking, and he was off his nut, and then he left.
That's insane. There was a dude at fucking, that is the weird thing. Like, there was a guy at the Pug Ugly's the other night, and he was blocked, but it was okay, but he was just like, alright, he's going on Patreon, man. On the Patreon I fire you at least $1 a month or something. I was like, fucking fair play, whatever. And I was like, do you want a pint? Get you a pint. And then he was like, yeah, go ahead. As in, like, take this pint and sit down and enjoy the show. And he was just like, that's mad. You must have to just have such fucking shit conversations with people who know everything about you and you don't know them at all. And I went, yeah.
Yeah.
Like this one?
Yeah.
I've fuck me, like, do you get annoyed when people come up to you asking if you get annoyed people come up and asking to you? You drinking fucking petrol at the break?
Aye, it's an odd fucking, the only thing I get at the minute is sometimes people ask me to do like Mike Litteris in their Snapchat and I do it straight away because it means they'll fuck off.
Like, oh yeah, sometimes you're just like, I mean, that's fuck up, like, someone was saying, like, was it Shane or something? It wasn't Shane. It was Aaron. Yeah, it was Aaron. Got a photo with fucking Emily Ratajkowski or whatever her name is.
Uh-huh.
How he fucking kept the load in his necks, I have no idea. That's but
so McCann as well. I was just standing behind her in Starbucks.
But then the story was, I just went, here, Emily. And she turned around and went, fuck me, it worked. And then she's like, oh, do you want to get a photo before you go? And I was like, yeah, that's celebrity for fuck off and stop talking to me. Like, you know, she's probably just like, yeah, okay. Yeah, fucking, yeah, take it and then let me get a coffee so I don't have to fucking hear you burn my ear. McCann with a couple of pints in him with Theo Vaughn. I literally...
Oh, fuck, what was that?
I had to fucking spear tackle him out of the way. I went for a piss and walked back and there's McCann's head just eclipsing Theo Vaughn. And as I got closer, he's like, runs a comedy club at home called Larry's and all the boys get together. And I just got him and I was like, come on, Aaron, let's go. And I was like, how's it going, Theo, mate? Let's crack. And he's like, let me get a photo on it. But I was just like, you're blocked. And he's, you know, doing that like sober, like, nod where he's just looking at you like that.
This is the worst part of work. The amount of times
the
I've, like,
the lads are fucking
See, the amount of times I've had people with me at gigs, we're like, they can't believe the speed I can get my coat on and be in the car. I'm just going to finish this drink. I'm like, you're not fucking take the drink with you.
Oh yeah, it's like,
get in the car.
It's like, what the fuck, what do you do at work? Do you fucking sit about
exactly
in the car
for an hour afterwards? I mean, obviously we go to McDonald's, but
what about that photo I found? And I remember it was from Strabane where we got pizzas in the car. Do you remember I shared that on Instagram?
Yeah.
You don't at all, do you?
I do, but I thought it was Newcastle.
No, it was Strabane.
So many pizzas and so many
cars. I got diarrhea from the fucking pizza.
I was Strabane.
Do you know what? Do you know where it was? One of them ones like your kebab story where they're like about to shut and they're like, "Can I get a pizza?" And the guy's like, "God, for fuck's sake, mate," because she's like half Lithuanian. "For fuck's sake, I'll do it now for you." And then just is like taking it out of bins and shit. There you go. Pepperoni. Aye.
Stankin'.
It is, aye. I didn't just cut old bits of.
Big done fat fucking serious late night eating damage like I'm a
gross, absolutely gross.
I was telling the fella, do you remember the time we this is years ago,
you grow out of it a bit though. Like, yeah, if you're blocked you'll still eat a pile of shit, but I definitely now I'm like, I'm not eating a fucking full pizza after a gig. I'll be sick like or feel like.
I was, what I find now is if I have done it, because when was the Larry's I was after Pug Ugly's a couple of weeks ago, I was giving the bear a lift home and he had a few pints, he was like, stop for McDonald's. That's the first time I'd eaten at McDonald's late at night in fucking ages. And basically, I realised if I do that, I'll wake up in the morning really thirsty, like I have a hangover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Your guts are all...
You've
oh,
done that.
Fuck.
I've done that. I've eaten a McDonald's sober after Lavery's and fucking just not slept. You're just fucking lying awake all night. Hold on there, read these. One of my biggest fears is my son growing up and being gay. That's a fear. Keep in mind, I'm not homophobic. Be happy. Do what you want to do. But me as a heterosexual male, if I can prevent my son from being gay, I will. He said during a 2010 movie.
Well, that's a bit, yeah.
Seriously bit. Funny.
Oh, no, let's go.
Homosexual. What? So that's a bit that he did?
Yeah.
If my son comes home and tries to play with dolls, I'm going to break it over his head and say, stop, that's gay. Why does Damon profile pic look like a gay billboard for AIDS? Boom, I'm on fire tonight. Why does Wayne have so many pictures of me on his phone? What are you, some sort of fat fag?
Actually, them tweets are pretty fucking bad.
I mean, what's probably gone on here is like, people are like, you should ask a question like, how many gay men sweat when they wear dress shirts because real men don't? PS fag. What? Yeah, these are a bit fucking rough. Like, I mean, the thing is, if you're blocked and you're out and you're slagging people on Twitter, you don't think 10 years later it's going to fucking come back on you. And it's just one of those things. It's like...
Were these fucking tweets during arguments or anything? I get this sounds like one of these things we're trying to make excuses for it,
but I think it's
pretty fucking rough tweets.
But I think it's fucking... It's like... Why does your whole world have to be fucking destroyed? When, like, at the time... It's one of those things. It's like... You know, if you were a fucking Nazi because you were scared that a Nazi was going to fucking kill you... But then the war's over and you're like, yeah, I regret doing all that shit. You sort of have to be like, well, yeah, obviously, because you were scared. It's the same thing. It's like if you were in an environment, had a stroke, where that sort of language is just firing about because you're hanging about with a load of black dudes.
Yeah.
Not saying black dudes are fucking homophobic, but like, it's just that thing. You know, he's probably not even thinking that much about it. Just blah, blah. And then 10 years later, someone's going to fucking pull it out and be like, ha,
I think one gotcha. Of the things I think
no,
about
you're it, not allowed to do anything forever.
I think one of the things about it as well is that social media 10 years ago wasn't as big a part of your fucking actual life as it is now.
Yeah.
So you're judging, it's the same fucking media, but it was a different thing.
Now, this guy looks like a fucking root. This Benjamin Lee guy, I don't know how I fucking... And I wrote about why Kevin Hart's homophobia isn't... I mean, it's weird. I mean, some of those tweets are weird, like, but yeah. It's like, what the fuck? All you have to do is not ingest any of his content and just be like, fuck that guy. You don't have to be like, oh yeah, on behalf of everyone else, I feel like his career should be ruined forever.
Yeah. Well, I don't think
he's not allowed to work. He's not allowed to do the Oscars.
I don't think it's ruined his career forever. I think the Oscars is one thing, and fair enough, like, the Oscars has a certain fucking... Although, do you know what? I'm thinking this too. The Oscars, not as many people fucking watch it as they used to, and maybe this is a fucking publicity stunt for them to get people to watch it. Because I don't, you can't really fucking trust anything that happens in the world of show business.
No.
You know what I mean?
Now they're going to have to get like fucking RuPaul or someone to do it. Gay, black.
I'm sure RuPaul's, fucking no one likes RuPaul anymore for saying tranny anymore.
What?
Yeah, that was a thing.
But there's plenty of people who...
Have you not heard the Patton Oswalt bit about that?
No.
It's fucking beautiful. We said like she got in trouble for saying tranny.
It was not a she, it's a he.
Aye, well sorry, RuPaul, anyway. But got in trouble for
like
saying
if you said to RuPaul, what are you? You'd be like, I'm a fucking gay man who does drag.
But whatever happened, like Patton Oswalt goes, RuPaul lay on the barbed wire for you to fucking run over.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, it's like whenever you, I don't know, whenever you see fucking black people that want to be segregated again in the universities, they want to have black only areas.
Yeah, that's
civil rights lecturers like, what the fuck y'all talking about?
That's like, fucking turn up the Jay-Z and be like, you use the M word a lot, you racist bastard.
Yeah.
Huh?
Back to the back of the bus.
People just fucking, I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of people, I've heard interviews with people and they're like, I am a tranny. Like, that's what I am. Like, yeah. I fucking dress up as a woman day to day, and I'm a, that's what
get,
I am. I'm
people just get fucking way too obsessed with fucking words. Like, because you think, like, you think now that people, a lot of LGBT, like, Q is an LGBT, so they want queer back. They're like, we're reclaiming queer. You're going, fair play to you. But it was, that was the word you couldn't, that was the N word for gay people.
Queer. Yeah, but queer, you know. That's the thing. Like, that's where it gets fucking.
And people get really fucking
obsessed. That's where it gets muddled up because, like, queer is an actual word. It's not a slur. Like, it was a fucking regular word before it was a slur.
Well, so was. Hang it. You know what I mean?
Well, it still is. I mean, I've watched cooking programs on a Saturday morning. The guy's like, and we throw a little faggot of thyme in there. The one's like, oh my god, it's homosexual of thyme.
Yeah, faggot of thyme was the 80s.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? It's like. How can you not if you can gauge that sort of intent? Why can't you gauge other sorts of intent?
Yeah.
Obviously, the guy is going, "This is a fucking faggot of time." That's what you call that. And then someone else is like, it's talking away, like we could be doing, and someone could just pull that out and go, "Fuck me, them boys were saying faggot all over the place." And you're like, "Yeah, because we're having a discussion about it."
The word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then throwing in obviously some very obvious. Deliberate fucking jokes because we know that we're taking the piss.
Did you ever say, there's a fucking cracking Frankie Boyle joke?
But if you ever fucking don't bang someone because of their muffin tops,
you are a fucking fruit. There was, using the Frankie Boyle joke where he used to have a bit about how the Ministry of Defence used to be called the Department of War.
Yeah.
And he goes, hello, Department of War, Department of Nigger Bombing. And he made a reference to Lloyd George, the Prime Minister of Britain, one time said, Britain reserves its right. To bomb niggers. And he goes,
get that in a t-shirt, yeah. Keep calm and fucking
But he goes, when you look at that, you see that like the British establishment has been racist from the top down forever.
Of course.
But then he says some guy comes up after the gig and he's like, I don't think you should ever use the word nigger in any context. Frankie Boyle goes, well, you just used it. Like
100%.
I'm just doing a Frankie Boyle joke.
What was his name? Viggo Mortensen said it in a press conference about some movie he was doing recently. And everyone was like, you cannot say that. And he goes, the movie is about racist cops in the 60s something. It's fucking insane. Like, Tarantino said it, like it's going out of fashion.
Yeah. If it wasn't for Louis C.K. being a fucking sexual predator now, we could have just referenced his fantastic bit about the three words.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just fucking, it's so stupid.
Does George Carlin do a bit of the N-word?
Also, fucking be racist if you want. I don't, unless you're like fucking, like.
I mean, no, you shouldn't be racist. Like,
I know, but like, if you could have enough, I don't know, I think it's because I like all sorts of free speech. I'm just like, if you sat at home and you're like, if you could tell me why you don't like a certain race of people, but you're not going to fucking go out and murder them. What can you do? Like,
I think the problem is, there's more fucking stupid.
Plenty of black people, and they'll be like, yeah, I don't like white people because I've been fucking got shit from their whole life. Fair enough.
Yeah. But I think the problem with that is that there's way more fucking psychos than we really realise.
Of course, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's fucking hundreds of thousands of Robinson fans that would go out and fucking start shooting people.
It takes a lot. I know you see it on Facebook. You see people sharing stuff like, fucking right. And you're like, okay, bro.
Aye. I fucking, every time I start reading through the comments of any news story on Facebook, and that's nearly the first thing I do, I don't even read the fucking story half the time. I just go straight to the comments and just, I'm just in my house like, fuck, we're doomed.
I've seen so many fucking things on Facebook, just people, yeah, like all those, you know, like, you know, all those, like, how come all these fucking Syrian refugees are all, you know, fighting age males and all that shit?
You know, but fighting age male is a fucking term the government, like, that's from 14 up is a fighting age male.
And I go to fucking the Congo and some fucking 8-year-olds in a nappy with an AK. War fucking. That's a different kettle of fucking shit fucking, altogether.
That's a whole different kettle of worms.
Have you ever watched that Liberia thing on Vice?
Is that the one about the vaginal lips? With labia? No, that's the wrong thing.
Liberia.
I haven't actually.
It's you'll fucking love it. It's like a Vice documentary about. It's basically wherever Liberia is, there's a place called Monrovia after President Monroe. Is that, uh-huh. Was he an American guy? And it was where they sent slaves back. So there were slaves in America and they sent them back, and that's where they first landed.
Right.
In Africa. And then in turn, like, started to, like, take slaves of their own.
Fucking
basically.
Hell,
yeah. And that place is fucking a nightmare. Like, if you were there, you'd just be like, what the fuck is happening? It's complete chaos. People are just, like, shit in the streets. There's gangs of people that, like, just kill each other. There was this group who, like, they were like a cannibal tribe. And this guy's like, we eat the heart of the child. And the guy's holding a heart that he cut out of a fucking kid. And he's like eating the heart. And there's fucking the guy who's like the sheriff of the town's having a shite on the beach because everyone just shites on the beach. It's fucking, it's
fucking
insane.
Hell.
Like,
sounds like Portadown.
It is. It does. Lurking on a Friday night.
How dare you?
Hey, what?
That's it.
This is the mixed kebab. No, seriously, it's fucking unbelievable. I watched it about 100 times. You're just watching it, you're just like, I can't believe that's happening. You know what I mean? You're just like, it's fucking crazy. Like,
it's fucking. The world's a mad place.
The world's just great. In summary.
Yeah, we'll have to do questions. You have to go and do a gig.
Oh, where are you going? Derry.
London, Derry.
And let's go. Oh, we've got a fucking lot of questions.
Oh, deadly.
Podcast material. Meet Hannah Mouncey, the 6'3", 230-pound transgender handball player in Australian national team. Oh, get the fuck out of my
That's
ass.
That's not fair, like.
I'm 6'3", transgender, playing goddamn handball.
I'm also the fucking god of thunder.
Hello? It looks more like Chris Hemsworth than Chris Hemsworth does. Look at the cock on her. Enormous. Like, a bit, like more. I found this out. If you were to ask more, like, what's your ideal sort of fella? She'd be like, this tall, muscular, blonde, sort of surfy guy. And you're like, okay.
You had your chance, Maureen.
So literally, Maureen would probably rather bang this woman than bang me. Suck my tit. Fuck me. That was sent in by photos by Darren. Good one. All right. Love the podcast. I have a cracker video for you. I can't even click on that, can I? Belfast Mad Prank Call. I'm not going to watch that because they're usually way too fucking long. Have you got any sketches lined up? Been binging on the old ones this week. Don't know. I'll look into it. Do you like dick up the bum? Thanks, Ford 73. Now, let me just click.
Is that what you thought?
Well, I was just checking to see if he liked dick up his bum. I don't think he does. But he looks a bit like it. What great question. So I don't like when people try and be funny. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, I'm literally sitting here with Mickey Bartlett. Do you know what I mean? Do I need your jokes?
Sometimes, actually.
I'll take whatever I can get.
Hit or miss.
It's a man having a shit.
What the?
What about that?
That's impressive, no?
Have you ever heard the term sewer pickle for a shit?
No.
I heard the guy.
That looks like it's a live shite.
It's like a fucking, you know, those like joke, like snake in a box things. there's a guy called Jimmy Schubert that was on in the Comedy Store, and he did this bit. He's about like, I'm sitting here trying to launch a fucking sewer pickle. And I near spat my drink out laughing like, do you like dick up the bum? Bro. It'll be disgusting. Finally got to the comedy club on Wednesday, live in London. It was lit to the tit. On a scale of 1 to Mickey Sexual Bare Torso, how steaming were you by the time you emceed? Oh, by the time I got on? Wrote.
I was drunk by the time I got on. I was
first. Starting to panic a wee bit. I was like, do I actually go on now? Because I was scared. Although, I don't know. Hopefully you couldn't really tell. I thought I did okay.
Yeah.
Got a round of applause for a joke. That was good. Aye. It rarely happens to me.
It's the worst I've ever been on stage, in the sense that I couldn't wait to get off. Like, usually I'm like, fucking love doing this job.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just like, yeah, you finish your last bit and you're like, here's the next guy. And you're like, thank fuck.
Because normally you said to me, like, do 10, 15 and I'll aim for 20.
Yeah.
To get the room set up. And I think I did about 8 minutes and brought Thompson on, just like,
bit of drink will give you the fear. And you're like, I'm done.
No, it was more a case of I was more excited about boozing than it was.
All right. Fair enough.
It was in party mode, not work mode, you know what I'm
saying? As a comedian, how do you get the momentum back up after you've had a couple of bad gigs? Is it a case of writing new material or working on the stuff you already have?
Interesting question.
Oh, that's Jordan Robinson, for fuck's sake. Have you seen him?
I haven't actually seen him do a set yet.
Not bad at all. I don't know.
You just get used to it, I think. Like, I had two
gigs last night. If you have fucking 2-3 shitters in a row, you're like, I'm gonna quit this bullshit. But
then the difference between your shit gigs and your great gigs change over the course of keeping doing it.
Like, sometimes I'll have a gig that just didn't go the way I thought it was gonna go, and that annoys me.
Yeah.
Some gigs are so shit, like, you know, in fact, well, like Pug Ugly's the other night was full of people, but everyone was steaming, and I went on the first half and apparently people were kicked out in the second half.
Right.
But, like, I managed to sort of I sort of knew I was going to die in my hole because no one was really getting big reactions. Aye. So I just fucking sat in the pocket, and then it gradually built up, and then had a couple of big bits at the end and got off. So it actually, that was because I knew I wasn't going to win, really. I was just like, no one's really up for this. Everyone's quiet. The guy at the front's just staring at his beer, won't look up the stage at all. But you know what's kind of shit. Sometimes if you have high expectations for a gig and it goes not perfect, that annoys me more.
I think there's gigs where an indifferent gig is way where I'd rather be booed off.
Yeah, than just
then do 20 minutes to like.
I mean, that's how I kind of felt when I did the Ulster Hall. Just whatever vibe that room gives off, you're getting laughs, but it's not the like real up close dirty pop of a laugh that you want. It's just like, and I come off and I was just like, I don't know if I like that at all.
Aye. A room that big and it's so echoey, it changes the actual rhythm of your jokes as well. So you're constantly slow down. You're on your toes a wee bit more, and you can't settle into the show at any point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, when you do a belter of a gig, you come off stage, you don't remember the last hour.
Yeah.
But with a room that big, you're like, you're constantly going, what's the next bit?
Yeah, it's real time. It's you're really laying it out for them.
Yeah.
You can't just fucking, look at this cunt. You know, start slagging people or talking shit or whatever. But yeah, those Limelight gigs, the last two I did, do another one the 5th of January.
Who's supporting you?
I don't know, actually.
I'll do it.
Let me take a phone call live on air here. Hello? I'm just in the middle of a podcast. Say hello.
Oh, shit.
Just me and Mickey.
There's Maureen on the phone there.
What are we talking about? Porn mainly?
Usually, decks and vaginas.
It's not the last 15, it's only the last couple with Mickey, I think you'll find. People keep, it's become a thing now, people keep saying that to me.
What is this?
Porn.
Alright. Do people ring into the, this could be a new feature, just phone the podcast. Sorry. Didn't realise we were doing something important here, sorry.
I don't think so. I think there's enough drink, and I have whiskey and stuff there, so like we should be alright.
Driving a Mercedes now.
Oh, why, of course, yeah.
I sold it out again, probably.
I didn't want to bring it up, but you brought it up.
Yeah, it is massive, actually. Yeah. Thicker than a usual one as well, actually.
Alright, see you in a bit. All the best.
Obama,
eh? driving a Mercedes now.
Two Mercedes, actually?
No, the one before was a Mercedes.
I'm fine. My wingmirror's on a sell tip.
Oh, fuck.
Picks and troughs, by picks and troughs.
Then at one stage you have... Did you have blue tape on it?
Yeah, there was blue tape
on it. I was like, he's trying to colour coordinate the tape.
Oh. It wasn't even me. It was because I was going through the MOT. I was like, I wonder if this worked. And it did. And then it all washed off. So now you can see through the gaps in the wing mirror. It's, the car's fucked. It's fucked, sir.
I feel like none of the damage was done by you, though.
None of it.
All these ex-women of yours.
That's the thing.
Fucking trash in your car.
Why are you coming home?
The back door panel's fucked. The bumper came off. The wing mirror's gone. And
two kids in the back seat aren't there anymore.
Spelt. Yeah. I've let the dog in the back just to really shit it up.
Do you know that baby on board sign you had? I wet my whole wood.
And it's full of the boot's full of fucking home heating oil.
In fairness, the home heating oil was kind of my fault.
There's in the back of my car right now, there is a bottle of Unicum.
That's, I don't even want to think about that shit.
Dave Elliott was on honeymoon in Budapest and got a bottle of Hungarian fucking
death juice.
Witch cum. Unicum. It's disgusting. It's rotten. I've never had a fucking drink like it. It's like...
It felt like drinking aftershave.
It's like Jaeger and...
Absinthe
and Buckfast and grass. Like actual freshly mown grass.
I'm stinking.
It is fucking Leapsville. I think that's all the questions done, as far as I know. Is it? Because we can get the fuck out of here. Do you like Dick Up the Bum? That's as much as I can take from that.
Not a massive fan, to be honest with you.
I wish I was. I wish I was just like a full fucking sex maniac and was just like fucking dudes, fucking girl, like just
yeah.
I'm not like, but I wish I just didn't care what I was putting my dick in.
I'm just terrible vanilla.
I think me and you are similar.
I
where
just
it's
love
like
curtain.
We're just like we want to ride a lot. You know, don't.
But don't, because you're married and I've got a girlfriend. Making jokes about our sexual chemistry, Cole? It could have been me.
It could have been me.
Let's get the fuck out of here. I know, I need to go tell jokes in Derry.
I just realised I did a workout earlier and then changed my clothes because Maureen told me I couldn't go out in public in the fucking workout clothes.
Uh-huh.
So I got changed into these clothes and haven't showered yet.
Oh, lovely.
So I can't wait to scrape my pits.
I need to go try and buy a t-shirt for tonight's gig because I can't really wear them. We've got on me.
Do you want a general t-shirt? Do a bit of fucking promo on stage.
I'll make fun of me. I would do it though. Have you a black and red one?
Yeah.
Because I want one.
Do you not have one?
I've got a grey and white one, which I like.
I'll give you a black one's pretty good.
I love the black and red one.
I'll give it anyway. I don't know if you should wear it on stage. Well, you could, but...
No, actually...
I'm pretty sure I wore it on stage at that very same gig.
I'll just... I'm going to wear my denim. I'm going to wear a denim jacket on stage tonight, folks. See what happens.
Sweating.
I might even roll the sleeves up.
Hard Fonzie.
What do you call your man at a... Here, do you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine? We'll talk about this later. I'm a huge fan.
It's funny as fuck.
It's fucking very good.
I have fallen in love with Seinfeld recently. Again, I fucking love it.
I've never seen it. I've seen bits of it.
Because it's like, it knows it's a sitcom. So it's a wee bit take the pissy and you can see them laughing a wee bit. No, it's fucking class. I love it.
Yeah.
And the writing in it, it's so like Curb. You know, where there's like, it's such dense writing. Like there's about fucking four stories going at once for like a 20 minute episode. Amazing. Amazing.
Right.
So much so I looked up a Kramer fucking lobster shirt that he wears. Because I'm an asshole, you know? But, right. See you later, guys.
All the best.
On the 12th.
12th.
Get yourself
December.
A ticket for Cold Rain.
Riverside, motherfucker.
You might have to drive me to that.
Why? Are the Mercedes is not working? What's the matter, Colin?
Because there
is the Bentley in the shop, was it?
There is actually, I think I need to check the email, going to be a Lavery's this Wednesday.
Shit, son.
But me and you are going to go up and do that show, and then Warren's going to have to run the show down at Lavery's.
Ah, I see.
And then me and you can call maybe down if there's enough time. Probably not.
But
that's maybe what's happened.
Yeah, grand.
Will you drive me?
Ah, I'll do that again. I have a wee nut, Michelle, again. Oh, right. Turn this off before we start booking.
Right, see you later.
Bye.
All the best now.